I think so. You know, the one thing that was stacked against us was that we all had other full-time jobs. We all had families, and we all were trying to like mitigate our risk. I think the timing, I think it could have worked better if we had stayed all together in one location, because that person to person, that in-person communication was really important to keep the excitement going.
Alex Williams here to welcome you back to Broken Bulbs, the show for entrepreneurs, creators, and builders that need to keep it real. Today, I'm joined by my friend, Mark Stovall. Mark is a CPA, and for the last 10 years, he has worked with some of the largest companies in the world, both as an employee and a consultant. In that time period, he has launched 5 companies, 3 have failed, and he sat on boards for not-for-profit organizations in Alberta and Ontario. Mark's most recent venture includes helping entrepreneurs with growing businesses take control of their cash flow. But he also started a company that was really more of a side gig for everyone involved. That's coming up after the break. Real quick before we get into today's show, I wanted to say thank you for all the ways you offer support, whether that's leaving a review, sharing the show with a friend or a family member, or going and supporting me directly on Patreon. That's a huge help. It takes a lot of money, time, and energy to make this show happen. So you can go to patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Remember, Williams is W-I-L-L-I-A-M-N-S. That's patreon.com/AlexWilliams. Or just click the first link in the show notes and it'll take you right there. Enjoy the show. Mark Stovall, ready to talk about one of your broken bulbs?
Absolutely.
Okay, let's get into this first one. So you started a VoIP communication company with 2 friends from high school, which sounds like the dream. I mean, you and your buddies getting together. This is how I'm imagining it, right? But tell us how it went.
So we weren't, you know, in contact very much after high school, but one of the buddies, you know, let's say, you know, 15 years after we graduated from high school, got in contact with me and had some questions about accounting, about tax, because that's, you know, I'm an accountant by training. And he invited me out for lunch, and we went out for lunch, and we were talking about setting up his own business. He needed some help with that. And I asked him what he was doing, and he was going to be contracted to this VoIP provider, a voice over IP phone company. And I said, oh, that's pretty cool. And he talked about how poor his boss was running the company and how his clients were kind of being left in the dust, meaning they weren't getting the attention that they needed to have the best systems. And he knew how to make those systems. So I said, well, shoot, Cam, is this something that you could build your own business around? And he said, absolutely. But I just don't have, you know, the selling experience or the ability to kind of build the back end systems. I can do the front end stuff, but the back end is what I need help with. And we thought they're kind of excited for a minute. And then he thought, well, I can call Prashant, which was a friend from high school that he was still in contact with that I hadn't talked to in over a decade. Said, great, let's make this happen. So a couple of weeks later, we met at Denny's. We all at this time, we all had wives and we all had kids. And so we could only meet at like 8 or 9 in the evening. And so we met at Denny's and had a lumberjack slam breakfast and discussed, you know, starting a VoIP company. So fast forward a couple more weeks and we got excited, and Prashant needed permission from his wife, and I got the go-ahead from my wife with a little hesitation, and we started meeting almost every 2 weeks at McDonald's in the evening. And I can't remember exactly what happened, but or exactly the timing on that, but we were sitting in a McDonald's discussing, you know, building out the MVP, the minimal viable product, when the US election in 2016 was, or 2015 was just happening, or 2016, election in 2016. And so we were watching CNN and discussing business and watching Donald Trump get elected. And that only sticks in my mind because it's kind of, you know, the time frame that we were working with. So over the next couple of months, we had built out the system, we had incorporated, we had, you know, had a unanimous shareholders agreement, had all these things in place to build the system. And there was a lot of excitement. We had bought a server. You know, we had all these things in place. I felt like we had a decent team and I was in charge of selling. And then mid-2017 is when I moved across the country from Alberta to Ontario, which was okay because Ontario has more companies and more opportunity to sell, you know, VoIP solutions. And so that made sense. And I was reaching out and I had some feelers in. And then Prashant, who got a job with Square, moved down to California. So we all started in Calgary together. And then we were kind of across the continent, Prashant in California, Cam in Alberta, and me in Ontario. And we were still meeting regularly. You know, I had some leads with working with some IT companies. We were going to be their VoIP solution. And it was great. And Cam had the server up and running. Prashant had the back end built. And I had our solution on my phone and I could use it to call with. And, you know, we had a minimal viable product. And then all of a sudden, things just kind of started coming off the rails a little bit. Prashant started missing calls because of the time difference. And now we were, you know, 3 hours apart. And everything that we had planned started to, like I said, unravel. No one was buying our product. We had, you know, someone on the hook in Calgary, a friend who was committed to trying it out, but we couldn't provide the solutions that he wanted. And that's when the steam started to kind of run out. Cam had invested a lot in the infrastructure, the server, and wasn't prepared to sink another, you know, $2,500 or so to upgrade the equipment. And so it kind of fizzled. And, you know, Prashant got out. He was busy with his new position in his career. And Cam just didn't like the risk. And I, you know, I was an accountant. I wasn't really good at selling. So I kind of got tired with trying to push people into our solution. And, you know, things died middle of 2018 and just kind of fizzled and just disappeared.
You go through this whole thing. You set it up, did it for a couple of years. Is there a world where you think this could have worked out and this could have been, you know, your big thing and went great?
I think so. You know, the one thing that was stacked against us was that we all had other full-time jobs. We all had families and we all were trying to like mitigate our risk. I think the timing, I think it could have worked better if we had stayed all together in one location, because that person to person, that in-person communication was really important to keep the excitement going. Because when, you know, to express the excitement over video, we didn't video chat very much. It was mostly just phone calls. It just couldn't get communicated. There was also a little bit of a mismatch in terms of the roles that we held. So I was in charge of selling. I think I did an okay job, but I was technically not very experienced with the technology. And then trying to like line up a phone call with Cam, who was 2 hours away, and then and or Prashant, that was 3 hours away, just led to a lot of confusion. It's not, these things aren't insurmountable, but we just had other things going on that kind of got in the way. And it quickly got pushed to the wayside because we thought, you know, we don't want to invest any more time and resources into this.
So what kind of changes do you make now when you're looking to get into a venture, into some sort of business or something with other people? What changes did you make to your behavior to hopefully make things turn out better for you now?
You know, matching the roles properly, making sure that people have the expertise in that specific area, because when it's a side gig, you want to leverage your talents. You don't want to spend too much energy learning something new. Especially with a side gig. Another thing would be is make sure that there is, you know, the time allotted for this, especially if you're on a team. If you're by yourself, you can kind of plug away at it and then take some time off given your personal circumstances. But as a team, you need to identify who's doing what, when. And so expectations can be managed. There were a lot of calls where we got on and said, okay, Prashant, what have you done? You know, I've done this. Well, you know, you committed to doing this. You know, Cam, where are you? Well, I did this. Well, you know, you said you would be here. Well, this delay. And Mark, where were you at? Or where did you get to? Well, I didn't quite get to where I needed to be. And there was a lot of expectations that weren't met. And so, you know, those are the two things that I would say. Make sure that your skills match your role and that expectations are clearly defined, especially while working with a group.
Of course, at the end of every episode, I like to hear what's working for you now. Of course, you're not still working on the same project. What are you doing now, and where can we go to find you and follow with the work you're doing?
Right on. So I've been running an online accounting firm for the last 4 years at gyroscope.ca. However, I'm transitioning out of the tax and bookkeeping side of things and wanting to work more with entrepreneurs on their financial cash flow models, because I've discovered that, you know, working with these small businesses, I do their tax, I do their accounting, but then when it comes to let me help you with your strategic plan, they're not interested. However, that's what most businesses fail at. Most businesses are, you know, operators. They make a pie really good. They repair bikes well, but they don't know the financial aspects of their business very well. And so that's where I come in and help businesses with that component. You can find me at profittuner.com or a new program that was released specifically for cash flow coaching at acceleratecashflow.com.
Perfect. I'm going to have links for all of that down in the show notes so that people can go and check it out and take advantage of your knowledge and your expertise that which you're applying to these projects. And with that, I just want to say thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks, Alex.
And thank you for listening. Partner yourself with the right expertise. If it's a side gig, make sure you're using your time well. And most importantly, define those expectations. Special thank you to Mark for joining me and being willing to talk about his broken bulbs. Be sure to check out all of his work, which I've linked in the show notes. And if you want to offer support beyond leaving a review and sharing the show, please visit Patreon via the first link in the show note. As a thank you for your support, you'll get a postcard from me wherever I am to wherever you are. Broken Bulbs is produced by Mecco Radio, and we are, of course, a proud member of the Create Fine. I, Alex Williams, was your host. The podcast artwork is by Bethany Gustafson, and the music we use is by Brian Claxton and Wesley Thomas. Oh, and thanks again for listening. Mecco.